You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here in person with my colleague Ken Gernick, covers the Dodgers for MLB.com. And Ken, we're actually recording this right after we watched Zach Greinke pitch against the Cubs in Mesa, so he seemed to be pretty okay with his outing when he spoke to the media afterward. What did you think of that?
It was a first outing, especially for guys a little behind schedule. He had the elbow injection when camp opened, and he's a start behind, and he wasn't sharp. Got through it okay. He said he was healthy. That's the number one goal. Needs to work on his slider, he said. He wasn't thrilled with that. But it was a decent first start for a guy who's a little behind schedule. Whether he'll be ready to go 7 or 8 innings the first week of April, that'll be the question.
It's very exciting from a fan base to come to a game when John Lester is starting and Zach Greinke is starting. But really, you can't really glean too much from all of this. It's more hype than it is really anything else, right?
Well, that's spring training, really. That's the definition of spring training. It's more hype for the players. It's getting in shape, and they don't have to be in shape on March 11th. So, you know, especially a guy like Greinke's been through it, and Lester too. You know, it's different if you're an 18-year-old like Julio Urias, and you know, you're trying to impress people, and you're facing the heart of the Cubs order, and you might crank it up a little bit and get a little wild and fall behind. But when you're a veteran like Lester and Greinke, you know that this is just one step, and you don't have to be ready today. So they pace themselves, and the main thing is health. And right now, it seems like Greinke's healthy.
So it's not often that you'll see a headline with a star player that he's playing good defense. But we talk about Yasiel Puig, of course. That's been sort of an ongoing topic with him, is that he needs to kind of get his head in the game a little bit more, concentrate a little bit more. And there seems to be some pretty favorable returns this early in spring training as far as how he's been performing.
Yeah, he's so talented that he's really been able to get away with things in the past. And the Dodgers are trying to rein him in and get his head in the game. And sometimes he just reacts and he looks like, you know, like a phenom, and he is. But when he pays better attention and focuses to the game, he's even better. And, you know, he showed it again today, and he showed it all spring, really. He's cutting balls off. He's throwing to the right base. He's quieter in the clubhouse. He just seems to be, you know, growing up, I guess, is what the Dodgers would tell you. And it looks like it's for real. And, you know, we know what he can do when he's hitting. He needs to cut down on the slumps. His slumps tend to last for weeks, if not a month. He needs to cut that down. But so far, he's saying and doing all the right things here in spring training.
And really, when it comes to, I mean, there's two different kinds of people. If they need to work on things as far as their attitude goes, or they need to grow up, like you said, I mean, Yasiel Puig, at his core, is a pretty good guy. I mean, we're not talking about, like, you know, a real grumpy person, or just not, you know, kind of a mean guy coming in and trying to totally change him. I mean, this is somebody who has the basic stuff to be a pretty affable person.
Oh, he's a fun-loving guy, and he's gotten along with the media for the most part. He gets along with his teammates for the most part. He hasn't been schooled in the way that baseball is played in the major leagues, and he has a flair that sort of the Cubans are sort of known for, and that can rub people the wrong way. But his teammates love what he can do on the field, and that's always the bottom line. And as long as you put up, you know, you can pretty much get away with whatever you want. Showing up late for games, as he's done in the past, you can't get away with that. So, you know, that's the inexperience and the immaturity that they're working on. And like I said, so far this spring, he's been a model citizen, and the Dodgers are really happy with what they've seen so far.
I want to talk a little bit about the back end of the rotation. I love Brett Anderson's tweet. Oh, you're starting today. Have fun expelling everything in your system beforehand. So he had some nerves. Kind of made its way around the Twitterverse a little bit because it's very funny. But he kind of settled in and he looked pretty good too. And he's got to be feeling pretty good about how things are so far.
Yeah, he also McCarthy. You know, they're happy so far with what they see out of those two guys. Ryu is like Greinke. He was set back because of a mild injury, and he'll get his first start. You know, I think right now the starting rotation is the least of their concerns. They're more worried about the bullpen for obvious reasons. And, they're a little uncertain about what's going to happen out in center field, which then will have a kind of a ripple effect through the bench. But the starting rotation right now, I think any team would like to be in the position they're in.
Speaking of the bullpen with Joel Peralta, so good news from him. He had a good bullpen session. Key acquisition in the offseason to try to rebuild this bullpen. So that's got to be a little bit of a relief for the team.
Yeah, you know, he's 39, and they really won't know, you know, until he pitches in some games and is able to bounce back regularly. That's what they need. Here, this guy has been durable through his whole career. He's kind of got a rubber arm, and that's why they got him, and that's what they need from him. So it's still too early to tell. You know, it's not a good sign when you come up with your first sore shoulder at the age of 39. So they are holding their breath a little bit, but so far they put him on a strengthening program, and he seems to have responded well. And so far in the bullpens and the batting practice, he's been good, and they'll need to get him in games and see him go every other day and even back-to-back before they're really assured that he'll be ready for April.
And I was laughing a little bit on Corey Seager. So Don Mattingly dropped he profiles as a big shortstop like Cal Ripken with a small swing like John Olerud. So throwing those names out, you know, every time a kid comes up and you see him, you're like, oh, he reminds me of so-and-so. And, you know, you try to kind of stay away from that because it puts undue pressure on these guys. But actually, Corey seemed to be pretty humored by it and didn't really take too much to heart.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, you know.
For a 20-year-old.
You know, and I think a lot of that has to do with the guy that he says he's always modeled himself after, and that's his brother. You know, big league third baseman for Seattle. And I think that the Dodgers view him as their shortstop for the future, but pretty soon as far as future goes, short-term future, by the end of this year or early next year. You know, they got Jimmy Rollins, and he's a quality player, but he's really only a placeholder if things go the way the Dodgers plan, and Seager will eventually take over that position, even though, you know, the reference to Cal Ripken, he's got a third baseman's body, but they keep referring to Cal Ripken because he didn't have to move over until he was well into his 30s. So they see that kind of potential out of Seager. So far, he's done everything they want him to do.
And Jimmy Rollins is probably a pretty good guy to be that placeholder, not only because he's a good player, but also because he would handle that well. Has he? Do you see him kind of working with the younger players? Does he work with Seager at all? Is he mentor at all?
Yeah, you know, they're usually on different fields because they're kind of in, you know, on different squads. But you know, Jimmy Rollins, they knew, as you mentioned, when they got him, that this wasn't going to be a guy who's going to be looking over his shoulder and worrying about who's going to replace him. You know, he's in his late 30s. He might have one more contract left, and it could even be with the Dodgers. They always could move Seager over to third base. But Rollins came over because he knows that for sure Seager isn't ready in April, and this team needs a quality shortstop to win the World Series. So there really isn't that concern about this guy, you know, knocking on the door and trying to take my job. They sort of have two different roles. Seager has to learn how to play to get to the big leagues. Rollins is here to try to win a World Series this year. So there's no friction. There's no problem. You know, he has been a great role model, not only for Seager, but for any of the young players, just because of his resume when he walks in that room. You know, he's got the respect of everybody, you know, old and young. So I can't imagine a better situation than the one they set up here at shortstop with those two.
Wonderful. Well, Ken, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.